Jimmy Clitheroe is the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
It's Quicker by Dream.
Oh, 6 o'clock and still no tea. I'm starving. Oh, we should hurry up. Won't be long before Higginbotham will be calling for me.
It's all gone, Fred. What's he coming round for?
Mind your own business. Anyway, you shouldn't call him Foghorn Fred.
See what? The last time he shouted at Ozzy, the Fleetwood lifeboat turned out.
Nope. What a life. Not only do I have to sit here starving, but I've got to listen to your jokes as well.
Well, I've got to listen to you grumbling and rumbling when I'm trying to work these figures out.
Look, just leave your homework till after we've eaten, if we ever eat.
This isn't homework. Now then, £15 a week each. All in for five. That's, £75. Plus £2 each train fares if the guard catches you with the platform ticket.
Nothing working out.
How much is going to cost for our holiday?
Holiday? What's that booklet you've got?
I got it at the travel agent. Listen, still a few vacancies for a glorious week at the Happy Days Holiday Camp, North Wales. The ideal family holiday. Children especially catered for. 7 licensed bars. Do you think, Grandad, you could go there for a week and get chucked out of a different place every night?
Who said anything about going to a holiday camp?
Why not? It's a smashing place. Listen, cozy chalets, games and sports, first-class entertainment, mouth-watering meals.
Oh, Jimmy.
Oh, sorry, Grandad, I forgot.
I'm famished. What's your mother doing in the kitchen?
I don't know. She must be boiling the peas one at a time. Now then, about this holiday camp.
Look, who says that we would go? And Susan said something about us going abroad on the continent.
We don't want to go abroad, Grandad. She keeps nattering on about Italy. But I've seen it on the telly. It's a dead loss.
Why?
Well, for one thing, the hotel I saw wasn't even built straight. It was leaning on one side.
Oh, that was the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Oh. Well, in some towns, the drains are that bad, the streets are flooded.
Oh, be quiet, Jimmy. Oh, where is she?
Hey, hope, she's here.
At last.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Here you are.
What's this?
Well, what does it look like? It's 2 cups of tea. You can be having a drink while your meal's cooking.
Thank you very much.
What's the matter with him?
He's fed up, waiting for something to eat.
Oh, well, I'm sorry for the delay, Father. Perhaps you'd like to get rid of me and send for Fanny Craddock.
Now, look here, Pat. I only said that
it's
I...
It's coming to something when a woman can't go out and have her hair done without all this bother.
Have you had your hair done, Mum?
Well, of course I have. What do you think this is?
I thought it was a wig.
What?
I mean, I thought you were getting in the fashion. Lots of women wear them now, and men as well. Eh? Fancy going to the barber shop and saying, short back and sides, please. I'll call back for my hair at 4 o'clock.
Oh, very funny, very funny. Now, look, Father, I'm sorry the service in this cafe isn't up to standard.
Oh, fine, will you let it drop?
It's the staff, you see. The overworked, underpaid waitress. She's got a couple of awkward customers to deal with.
I never said a word.
Don't interrupt. You're both the same. I fetch and carry for you, tidy up for you, clean and cook for you day after day. And what do I get for it? A lot of dirty looks and a new penny for my birthday.
Something's upset our Mum.
That'll do.
Oh, there you are, Mother. Is my tea ready?
Don't you start.
No, get in the queue, Spraggy Nut.
Shut up, funny face. Mother, I've... Oh, you've had your hair done. It's quite different.
Yes, it's a wig. Made of horse hair.
Horse hair?
Yes, I said to the woman, I work like a horse, I might as well look like one.
Oh, it's a joke.
Susan, fancy calling me Mum's new hairdo a joke. I mean, you've only got to look at it and... Yeah, it does look a bit funny, doesn't it?
I shan't tell you again.
Mother, before I forget, I rang the travel agency to ask about us going abroad. They have had some cancellations for Italy as well.
I'm not surprised they've had cancellations at the prices you told us. You said if you and Alfie went, it would cost you over £40 each.
Oh, that was before I checked up on party bookings. If the five of us went, we'd get a reduction. It wouldn't cost much more than £30 each. Or how about it, Mother?
My mum doesn't want to go abroad. She wants to go to the holiday camp like I do, don't you, Mum?
As long as it's somewhere where I don't have to cook and slave for my own grateful family, I don't care where I go.
See, Susan, my mum doesn't care where she goes as long as she's with us. Grandad, you want to go to the holiday camp, don't you?
I'll go anywhere where they have food.
Right, that's three of us for the holiday camp. One for Italy. Susan, you're outvoted.
Here, just stop making decisions for everybody else. Around £30 each, you say, Susan?
Yes, but we'll have to decide quickly. They can't hold those cancellations for long.
Oh, I can't be bothered about it now. We'll sort it out tomorrow.
But, Mum, who wants to go to Italy? You'd enjoy the holiday camp. There's Punch and Judy shows, free donkey rides, Uncle Charlie, the kiddie's friend, and a big chute where you slide down on your sit-upon.
Oh, yes. All my favourite amusements.
That'll be Auntie's dad. Take him in the front room while I'm getting changed.
Right, Grandad. Listen to him ringing, the daft old goat. I'm coming. Is that you, Billy? Mr. Goat? Higginbottom?
Somebody's come. I'm getting the right soaking out there.
Why, is it raining?
Oh, no, I got wet through like this, standing under the woman's window next door. Letting her pour water all over me.
Well, it hasn't half given you a clean face.
What?
It hasn't half wet your clean shirt.
Oh, get out of my way. Where's your granddad?
He's just getting changed. Come in the front room while you're waiting.
Oh, all right. But we're going to be late if he doesn't hurry up. What's he doing? Trying to get his beer money out of the gas meter.
Oh, very funny. You should get your own teleprogram. Call yourself David Frostyface.
Watch it, Clitheroe. I've had enough trouble with that other brat, the one I've just left yelling at home.
My pal, Ozzy. What's he been up to? Has he broken his needle again sewing mailbags?
I'll sew your mouth up. He got his pants all torn and he wouldn't tell me how it happened. I shouted at him, I thumped him, but he still wouldn't tell me. And I'd love to know why.
Because he'd get a bigger thumping in school tomorrow.
What?
A caning from the teacher. We're going to sleep in a field, in class.
Ah, you know something about this, don't you?
Me? I didn't tear off his pants. He caused the accident himself.
Well, I'll be causing you an accident if you don't tell me what happened. Now, come on, let's have it.
Look, Ozzy went in a field to get his cap, and I kept trying to tell him, but he wouldn't listen, so I didn't bother.
Well, what were you trying to tell him?
About the farmer's mad bull.
What? You mean a bull chase my Ozzy?
No, the farmer chased him.
What for?
For opening the gate and letting the bull in the other field. The one where the farmer was bent down digging plants up.
Look, how did my lad get his pants torn?
You get yours torn if a farmer chased you with a pitchfork.
Are you telling me the truth?
Of course I am.
Well, I don't believe it. How did Ozzy's cap get in the field in the first place?
When I threw it over the hedge, because he called...
So it's all your fault. Come here.
Oh, over here. He's gone mad. Somebody put a ring through his nose.
What's going on here?
He's nearly twisted me ears off.
Piggy, come on now, let go of the boy. What do you think you're playing at?
It's him. He's been causing trouble for my Ozzy, as usual.
Well, just leave me to deal with him. You're in my house now.
Don't raise your voice to me.
I wasn't raising my voice.
Oh, yes, you were.
Step right up on the big fight. Versus Mad Bull Higginbottom.
Get him out of here.
I can't. He lives here.
Jimmy, clear out from here. Here, here. Go on. Out.
But for Grandad, I...
Get out. Go and answer that door.
Right, Grandad. What a performance. Still, I should have expected it. They're always bad-tempered when they're sober.
Hello, Jim. Now, careful of the step, Alfie.
Oh, it's wearing up a bit now, Mr. Whittle.
Hello, Mr. Whittle. Come in. What's up with Alfie?
Oh, just found him on the garden path with his head in your Grandad's anti-rhinos.
I didn't know whether to pick him up or water him.
Well, bring him in the living room. I'll give him a cup of tea and spray him for green fly.
Hey, shut up. I'm twisting my thought.
Hey, steady now, Alfie, lad. Lean on me till I get it on the couch and you can put your foot up.
Up where? Joe? Yeah, I see.
Yes, lay the body down, Mr. Whittle. I'll ring up for the brain specialist.
Your brain specialist? I've hurt me thought.
That's where your brains are, isn't it?
Now, Jim, this is no time for leviathy. What happened, Alfie, lad?
Well, I caught my leg over and fell off.
Off your motorbike?
No, your garden gate. You see, when I got to your gate, I pulled it, but it wouldn't open. Well, I couldn't unlock it because it wasn't there. The lock, I mean, the gate was, but it wouldn't pull, so I went to climb over. And when I got halfway, I remember it pushed. I mean, you had to push it, you see. But it was too late because it swung open. Well, I had one leg on the ground and one over the gate. It slipped on the wet. Not the gate, me foot. I did this way.
I'm sorry, Alfie, but I don't apprehend your meaning.
Oh, it's easy enough, Mr. Whittle. Alfie opened the gate, started talking to himself, and fell over his tongue.
Shut up.
Hey, listen, Alfie, would you please hallucinate? Why were you in such a hurry?
Oh, well, you see, I had to see Susan.
Oh, you've uncle to cut your auntie's nails.
Well, I've had.
Yes, I can just see her walking down the street with an organ grinder.
Oh, well, the word or you'll get it.
Alfie?
Will you?
Good night.
You, if you don't... Oh, good night. What's that?
The mouth organ.
Yeah, no, I mean, stop blowing it.
All right, I'll suck it.
Oh, but he's aware, I'll thump you, and I mean it.
All right, you big bully. But I can't sleep for worrying about the holiday council. I'm playing myself a tune.
I'll sing the dead march if you play that mouth organ again.
All right. Night night.
Good night. Oh, will you stop it?
I don't know. I can't do anything. It's not your house, you know. This is my bedroom. You're only a squatter.
Now, don't be cheeky.
Well, how about the good turn you were going to do me?
I've done it. I've stopped myself hitting you. Now, be quiet.
All right. Good night.
Goodbye.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, dear. Are you awake, Alfie? 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 Are you awake?
Yes, I'm awake.
Oh, can't you sleep either?
I'm warning you for the last time. Will you go to sleep?
How can I sleep when you're shouting the place down? All right. I'm sorry. I am tired myself.
You're good.
I'll talk you around in the morning. You see, you like the holiday camp.
Good night.
Good night. We could be smashing in that camp. Oh, you'll see. We'll all be happy. Just one big happy family.
The money's lost, and that's that.
Yes, and it's that brat of yours that lost it.
Mr. Higginbottom, what are you doing here? At the holiday camp? Have you come for the Knobbly Knees contest?
You'll be in the Knobbly Heads contest in a minute.
Go on, Mr. Higginbottom, hit him. Bash him with a chalet.
Yeah, put him to sleep. Put him to sleep.
Nobody can sleep. We've got to start walking home. Ready, Father?
Yes, Bert. You'll take the high road, and I'll take the low road.
Everybody going crackers?
And all compass, this is your compass, compare happy yarry holiday. Is everybody happy?
No.
Yes! Have a happy holiday with Harry Holiday. There's nothing in Italy that you can't get here. We got boating as well. So come and eat spaghetti under our jetty.
You must have some of them Italian boats, what Mr. Whittle calls gorgonzolas.
Now hurry along for a big nose contest. Bring your big nose in with you.
I don't get it. What's going on?
Oh, it's one of those holiday camp competitions, Jim.
Mr. Wickham, what are you doing here?
Me? I've got to carry Alfie every time he fractions his leg.
Mother, don't let's go home. Let's walk to Italy.
Walk to Italy? It's across the sea. You can't walk.
No, Susan, you haven't any Wellingtons.
What are you all after? Is it me?
Ah, you'll soon get better, Jim, when I put you to sleep. Pass me that salmon, Mr. Higginbottom.
No, I saw it first. Let me hit him.
Now, don't argue. Let Alfie hit Jimmy first.
Mum, I'm your son, Jim. Grandad, stop him. I'm your grandson. You love me.
No, I love a lassie, a bonny, bonny lassie.
Have you been around them seven bars already?
And all jumpers! Hurry along for the pie-throwing competition. We'll all have a jolly good laugh when you meet your friend in the eye with a happy holiday pie.
Then to bring down the house, clout him with a pair of scouts. Come on, Jim, they're all waiting to throw the pies at you.
Mr. Whittle, there's something funny about this camp. I don't like it.
It's your own fault. You could have gone to Italy with Alfie. The organ grinder wanted two monkeys.
Ooh, go and stick your head in an ice cream barrel.
Hello, campers, you lucky people.
Oh, Capriari's at it again.
Hurry along for a talent competition. Win a free holiday for your family. Don't bury your talent. Let us bury it for you.
Why doesn't somebody bury... Hey, what's that?
Oh, it's the talent competition, Jim. The best 10 wins a week's free holiday for his family at the camp here. If you could win that, you could make amendments for losing the money.
Yeah, that's the answer. There's no need to go home. You and me will win us all the free holiday.
Oh, sorry, I don't get you, Jim. Or as they say in France, me no compromise.
Look, you remember the jokes I told you last Christmas and you said I was a second Bruce Fosdyke.
Yes, I remember them well. They all come out of your crackers.
Well, we could do them on the stage together. I'll bet we win first prize.
You what? You mean a double act like them two comics, Engel and Bert Humperdinck?
Oh, yeah. Practice, right?
All right, Jim. Off you go.
I say. There were 20 men standing under one umbrella. Nobody got wet. Why? Now it's your turn.
Why?
Because it wasn't raining. Why did the chicken cross the road? Now you.
I don't know. Why did the chicken cross the road?
For some foul reason.
All right, Jimmy, that'll do.
We've got a lot more yet. Anyway, that's what we'll do, everybody. We'll go in the competition and win a free holiday.
Good old Harry.
Well played, Paddy Whiskey.
Thank you, Happy Campers. Thank you.
This is it, Mr. Whittle. Hey, I like your makeup, the white face, and the red nose you put on.
Don't be funny. I'm not wearing any makeup.
You mean that's just your natural complication?
Thank you, Happy Campus. And a big thank you to our king of the keyboard, Answer Mary Haywood. Well, on with the show. And first in our talent competition, from a family who only arrived this morning, the Clitheroe family, we have a new star for you to discover.
Right, here we go, Mr. Whittle. As soon as the piano starts, we're on.
Singing one of his famous Scottish airs, Peter Sinclair!
Hey, it's me granddad. I hope he hasn't brought his bagpipes. He'll empty the building.
Any old iron, any old iron, any old iron.
If he keeps this up, somebody will clout him with a shovel.
You look sweet, talk about it.
It was a hammer.
Thank you. And now, someone you're going to like even more.
Right, this is us now.
Well, I only hope the audience has run out of old iron.
Again from the Clitheroe family.
Ready, Mr. Whittle?
Those sweethearts of harmony, Susan and Pat.
Hey, it's me mum and our Susan.
Sisters, I'm a monkey's uncle.
That fella, will, if he finds
years. And now, to delight you even more...
This must be us.
Singing the songs you all love. Horatio Higginbottom.
Oh, this does. We've got it now. The landlord gets him to sing every night in the pub at 10:30 to chase everybody home.
If that shepherd come away, come away, come
away. They'll take him away in a minute, in an ambulance.
Thank you, Horatio. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
You mean to open the bar?
Yeah, with a laugh a second, those two jovial jesters, Clitheroe and Whittle.
Hello, hello, hello. Tell me, 20 men stood under one umbrella and nobody got wet. Why?
For some foul reason.
Mr. Whittle. All right, clever fellow. Tell me this. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Oh, because it wasn't raining.
Hey, most of it's stupid. Show us your muscles.
All right, give us a chance. Give us a chance. Tell me, Whittle, what kicks on a wall?
Oh, King Cole.
That's the wrong one again. Watch what you're doing. That fella's swinging his hammer again. Now tell me, who was the father of the Black Prince?
I don't know. Who was the father of the Black Prince?
Sticky paper. Oh, no. Sticky paper, that kicks on the wall. It's Old King Cole.
Come for it, Jim.
You made a right mess of that, Mr. Whittle. Now we'll have to walk home.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jim. I forgot my lines. I must have had a touch of that ambrosia.
Well, you're a lucky family, you are. Do you want to keep the same chalet?
We're going home. We've got no money.
Oh, you don't need any money. You've won the free holiday. Ah, not just for a week. Because of the great success, you're staying for a month.
But the audience booed us.
No, I'm not talking about you, Carriadbach. No, I'm talking about the star who came with you. The greatest singing sensation who ever sang on desert island discs.
Who's that?
I think he means that Robinson Crusoe.
Yeah, come on the side and listen to him.
All right, but I think he must be going as daft as everybody else here.
Give me
this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, Brian Truman as Mr. Whittle, and Colin Edwin as the holiday camp announcer. The accompaniment was by Harry Haywood at the piano. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Oh, what a holiday. Thank goodness it was only a dream. Anyway, we are going to a holiday camp. My granddad said Italy's too expensive, and a friend of his has told him about a very cheap holiday camp. My granddad keeps going to see him to find out more about it. And it's just a coincidence. But this friend of his happens to be the landlord of the Rose and Crown. Anyway, he says he's fixing us up August bank holiday week, so if anything funny happens, I'll tell you all about it. Oh, there must be something funny, because we're taking Alfie Hall with us. Ta-ra!